In men's college basketball, Louisiana Monroe beat Vermont 71-65 last night to advance to the College Basketball Invitational Championship Series. The Warhawks will face Loyola Chicago in the best-of-three title series, with Game 1 in Chicago on Monday night. In women's college basketball, the Siena Saints beat Mercer 65-54 for a trip to the WBI title game. The NCAA men's tournament is down to the Sweet 16 and resumes tonight with the undefeated Kentucky Wildcats trying to keep their perfect season going. Coach John Calipari's 36-0 Wildcats take on number 5 seed West Virginia in the second Midwest regional semifinal game of the night in Cleveland. In the NBA, the Clippers bested New York 111-80, Miami topped Boston 93-86, Brooklyn won against Charlotte 91-88, and it was Philadelphia over Denver 98-85. Over on the ice, Philadelphia beat Chicago 4-1, Edmonton defeated Colorado 4-3, and it was Dallas over Calgary in a shootout 4-3. The NHL's motion to dismiss a class action lawsuit brought by former players over concussion-related injuries has been largely rejected by a federal judge, allowing the claims to move forward. Meanwhile, in baseball spring training, the Mets topped the Yankees 7-2, St. Louis blanked Washington 1-0, and Houston bested Philadelphia 7-1. Forbes estimates the New York Yankees are baseball's most valuable team for the 18th straight year. Forbes claims the Yankees are worth $3.2 billion, up from $2.5 billion last year and matching the Dallas Cowboys for the high among U.S. teams.